Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week on ways to avoid stress. And when I opened yesterday, I was talking about how difficult my life was early on because it got so caught up in the stress day to day that I would literally get sick over it. And it had a huge impact on my life to the point where, you know, I wasn't sure I was going to make it long term. That's how much stress I was under. And it was so ridiculous. And it was all in my head, and yet I couldn't see through it. And I just wish that I knew then what I know now. And so what I'm doing this week is sharing with you some of those things that I had to figure out the hard way. And so one of the things that really contributed to the success that I had was the business I was in at the time. See, I was in this construction company that I was running and I was responsible for. And I was dealing with people that were very difficult in terms of reliability. You never knew if they were going to show up or not. And I myself wasn't the person banging the nails. I was the person that was running the business and bringing the business in the front door. So I really didn't have the capability that I needed. So there's a certain sense of helplessness that came with that. And so the one thing I learned there is that if you can figure out a way to combine your livelihood with your passion, it makes things much, much better. And if you can get paid to do what you love, you're going to experience less stress. Now, I'm not saying you'll experience no stress. There's plenty of people that are in industries that they really enjoy, but they're just working for the wrong person. So this doesn't happen all the time, but certainly, if you really want to make some inroads in terms of liking your day-to-day life and what you're doing and not feeling stress, if you truly enjoy the industry that you're in, the company that you're working for, and the people you work for and with, that goes a long way to really reducing the stress that you feel over time. So where you can, I think it's important to really focus on the area of passion for you. And if you can find a way to monetize that passion, I mean, let's face it, the majority of your waking life, you're spending at work, right? So you're sleeping, you're at work, and then whatever else is left, you're out playing or hanging out with your family. But that work is a huge piece of waking life. So if you can do something that you really love doing, your quality of life will improve dramatically. And that's really what it's all about. So again, what are we focusing on? Combining your livelihood with your passion. If you're not there, just start to think about what it is that you love if you're not doing it right now, and think about if, you know, is there a way to monetize that? Is there a way to create a business around it or go to work for somebody in that environment where you can really bring those skills out and do something that you truly enjoy? If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, just subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about getting out of the weeds, meaning that the stress is in the details of what you do every day. And if you're in a role where you're in the operational phase of a business, that's really where a lot of the stress comes in. And so we're going to talk about some ways to pull yourself back from that day-to-day stress. But for today, I want you to think about the livelihood you have, see what it is that you're passionate about. Hopefully there's a match there in what you're doing right now. If there isn't, start to think about ways you can redirect yourself. Maybe it's possible to find something within your current business that interests you more than what you're doing right now. Maybe there's a way to realign yourself so that you're reporting into somebody else who you enjoy working with more. Or maybe it's something that's completely outside of what you've done, but you like to get a new experience. And maybe there's a way to set yourself up in that, even if it's a part-time situation for you right now while you maintain your livelihood. Maybe you start to build something on the side as you go. But there's so many options out there. But to not go after your passions just doesn't make sense. So find a way to make it happen and start moving forward.
Thank you.